Penguin Random House Audio presents The Strangers on Montague Street by Karen White. Read for you by Aimé Bruneau.
Chapter 1. The phone rang out in the night-shrouded house, shrill and insistent, bringing me abruptly out of an odd dream that somehow involved me, Jack, a shovel, and something dark and undulating buried beneath the black earth. But when Jack opened his mouth to speak, I heard only the ringing of the telephone, jerking me upright in the bed and sending General Lee scampering to the floor with an irritated bark. I reached for the phone, remembering too late that the cord had been pulled from the wall, and held it to my ear before I recognized the pinpricks of warning on the nape of my neck.
Melanie.
I listened for the words that weren't really words, more like sounds punctuated with static that only I could hear. Grandmother?
Melanie.
I heard again, the sound soft and melodic. I felt no fear, although I suppose a phone call from the dead would alarm most people, but I was used to it. Grandmother? I asked again, hearing only the staccato pop of static. I closed my eyes, as my mother had taught me, and focused on the sound, trying to make words form in my mind.
Don't be afraid.
I resisted rolling my eyes and tried hard to push aside my impatience, wondering once again why ghosts couldn't just come right out and say what they wanted. My life was like one long B-movie, with me as the lone member of the audience shouting.